I wish I had become more involved earlier on. But could you imagine? I mean, somebody with how like the standing of Dean Smith in North Carolina doing it back then. I don't think he would have either, despite saying that he thinks he probably would have. Yeah, but there were examples. The fact is, they brought up Muhammad Ali, and they said Muhammad Ali would stand for things and did stand for things. Sometimes Jim Brown would do so as well. There was evidence of that going back, to the 1968 Olympics, but it came with a cost. And do it, there was a sacrifice. There was a cost to reputation, an actual cost to endorsement possibilities, professional opportunities, that unquestionably there it was it really there were legitimate sacrifices that would had to have been made. But there was a disappointment then. And the way you heard President Obama express it, the way he said it was yeah, say, look, this guy's awful. And you can make a difference. Please, please help. And always felt a little let down. Always felt a little bit that way. But, I can't put myself in what you're describing is interesting, Will. This idea of having been in a place as a student athlete in general where people didn't think it was your role to say something, where other students might be protesting and involved. It didn't stop Bill Walton. It didn't stop Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Maybe it's just some of these southern universities. It was the conversation was different.
And it was, but I'll also tell you this, politics was not a discussion amongst our locker room. And as you talked about, we had older players, more established individuals as far as Bill Cartwright and John Paxson. We had Charles Davis, who was on the team for a year, who had gone to Vanderbilt.
Was just gonna say, Vandy guy, yeah.
But politics was not something we discussed a lot. Even when we started flying charter, when we could talk freely and not be overheard by somebody on a regular plane or, in an airport where things were buttoned up. It was just not a big topic of discussion. And everybody knows about Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson was a guy that believed in making a stance. And he would occasionally bring these things up, but it was not a common occurrence. It was not a discussion that we always had. And Phil would talk about it, but a guy you think, when you think about the Bulls, okay, if there was somebody that would really take a stance when it came to politics, it would be Phil Jackson. But he really didn't do that publicly as well. There's a lot of things that I remember, and I just remember the first time we went to see the president after winning the championship in 91. And we're obviously flying on the team plane, and everybody has their wives with them, and June Jackson, his wife at the time, is there, and she just blatantly just says, "I'm surprised we're allowed to go, considering the things we did when we were younger. I'm surprised they're letting Phil and I go to the White House," because they talked about how they used to protest and the things they used to do when they were younger. And she was jokingly talking about, if they've done their background checks, they're going to stop us at the front gate. They're not going to allow us in. But that was something that, he didn't publicly, like when he became the head coach, he didn't, advertise. And I'll go full circle when we were talking last week about playing in different cities and we talked about hecklers. Phil Jackson wrote the book Maverick.
Yep.
And when Ficker, the heckler, found that book, and we were playing at the time, it was the Bullets, and he was right behind the bench. It's the only time I've ever seen Phil get ruffled. Ficker was reading quotes from Phil's book about acid usage and public, I mean, about politics and all this stuff. And that's when Phil turned around and yelled, "Ficker, enough! My family's here." Because his kids were there, his daughter was there, they were all watching him. It's almost like he had hidden that part of his life from his kids, and now it became public knowledge. And not that he was embarrassed by it, but that was the thing about politics back then. It was something that you had to make a decision. Do I put myself out there, like you're talking about, like Muhammad Ali, and am I willing to pay the consequences? Am I willing to take